Prague's Obecny Dům, or Municipal House, is perhaps the country's greatest Art Nouveau jewel. Currently, however, it's home to a new exhibition of a different but connected art movement, decadent art.
In my view, decadent art is art which deals with topics or issues which are like hidden in the depth of the human soul, artworks which deals with like the dark side of the human mind.
Otto M. Urban is the curator of In Morbid Colors, Art and the Idea of Decadence in the Czech Lands, 1880 to 1914. He says decadent art reflects the social, spiritual and religious side of society.
It's like a mirror which is built to show the real face of the society. So that's why very often those decadent artworks were refused by society. The society didn't accept them. Of course, 100 years ago we were discussed issues about censorship and things like that. But I think that decadence or decadent art is art which is present in European culture since Francisco Goya and his Caprichos and his cycles which depicted that horror of life. Of course, then you can create the whole line of the artists who are directly connected with decadence. For Czech context was very important Belgic artist Felicien Robs or English draftsman Aubrey Beardsley, who was close friend with Oscar Wilde.
Mr. Urban says decadence in art stretches back centuries and can still be seen in the present day. So why then does the new exhibition focus on the period from 1880 to 1914?
It was necessary just to open the topic. You know, the discussion about decadence in visual art is something what's not very common. Actually, art history doesn't use the term so often. So I decided to start with this period because we could call it something as authentic decadence, or decadence which everybody associates with, like late 19th century French poets, French artists, and also in Czech lands that chapter was very important, you know. So that's why I decided to start with this period. Of course, for the future are already planned exhibitions and projects which will deal with the idea or problem of decadence and contemporary culture.
The exhibition is on here at Obecny Dům, which is famous, of course, for being an Art Nouveau building. Mm-hmm. Is there any connection between Art Nouveau and decadent art?
There is like a direct connection. You know, that kind of the art which is presented here was created actually during the Art Nouveau period. And Art Nouveau, of course, in certain like extreme form of it, in its extreme decorativism, you know, the obsession with like new materials, with the colors of insect, of flowers, plants, did get sometimes too far away. It was again like extreme, but in decoration. So of course it's quite like significant that many artists who created the artworks which are around us, they're surrounded with Art Nouveau interiors.
The exhibition is divided into distinct sections, with rather striking titles like The Purgatory of Death and Satanic Hallucinations. The curator talks us through the four sections.
They are based on some kind of imaginary journey or trip of the decadent individuality through the life. It starts with a self-portrait, with a self-presentation, self-reflection. The second chapter is dedicated to the relation with the other person, mainly the love issues, love relations, which of course in decadence is not fulfilled. It's vain, it's tragic in its end, and it lets the individuality to find something higher, some like a more spiritual dimension of life. So that's the third chapter, as you said, Satanic Hallucination, which deals with that like longings for the spiritual release. But it doesn't come because even in that section, instead of like the positive things, appears different monsters and creatures, vampires and ghouls and so on, which start to torture and distract the body. And that's actually like a natural continuity to the last fourth section, which is called Purgatory of Death. There is like a main issue, the phenomenon of dying, that kind of supersensitivity of dying, of being ill or being mad, which leads to the final destruction, which is death. And that's at the end of the section.
Severin, speak so slightly. Severin, down on your bended knee. Taste the whip, in love not given lightly. Taste the whip, now bleed for me.
The exhibition includes a wide range of artists, with some names that one might not expect. And, as Otto M. Urban is keen to point out, it features art from the Czech lands, not just the work of Czech artists.
This show is based on the fact that at that time, I mean, the turn of 19th and 20th century, in Czech lands was very important, like the group of German artists. Of course, in literature it's well known, like Rilke, Kafka, Proth, and others. But there was a similar generation among painters and visual artists as well. So it was our intention to present that whole art scene in Prague or in Czech lands at that time, including those German artists. So, besides like a well-known artist as František Kupka, who was like a next pioneer of abstraction, there is of course Josef Váchal, another very important artist, Karel Hlaváček, but also Max Švabinský or Jan Preissler, whose work is not like so clearly connected with the decadence from like the general view. Among those German artists is very important Alfred Kubin, artist who is internationally very well known, and there is of course few like discoveries for the wider audience, as Richard Teschner, for example, who later on was very close friend of Gustav Klimt, for example, or Hugo Steiner Prague, who did illustrations for famous Meyerinck's novel The Golem, and we could continue.
Can you compare the decadent art from this part of the world with other parts of Europe, or was it a particularly Central European thing?
No, it was like a global thing, at least European at that time, you know, because the centers of decadence we, of course, can find in Paris and in London. Actually, in certain sense, the English context had very specific influence on French culture. We can talk about Ismans, but also poets like Verlaine, Baudelaire, and others in England, of course, Max Birnbaum, Oscar Wilde, Aubrey Beardsley, and others. And this, as some people actually said already at that time, this virus of decadence spread all around Europe. So you can find artists like that in Norway, Edvard Munch, for example, in Belgium, James Ensor, Felicien Robs. There was quite a strong group of decadent artists in Russia, that pre-avant-garde generation connected with the group Mir Iskustva. You can find very interesting examples in Italy, of course, in Central Europe, but it's like a global European thing.
In Morbid Colors, Art and the Idea of Decadence in the Czech Lands, 1880 to 1914, is on at Obecný dům until February 18th.